morning. So who's on with me this morning? This is Shar Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle.
Good morning, Shar. It's Betty.
Good morning, Betty. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. And you?
Good. Good.
Yeah, good.
Still having gorgeous weather here, temperature-wise, for the Northwest.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, for this late in the year, it certainly is unusual.
Yeah.
You get up and it feels balmy compared to what you normally feel in November.
Oh, that's great. That's great. We're having a cold come down through.
Well, we are expecting it to start any day here, but it just hasn't quite gotten there yet, so we're taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, still lots of things that are fresh that, you know, won't be very much longer.
Yes.
So did you have some interesting things happen over the weekend?
No, actually, it was kind of a quiet weekend.
That's always nice to have happen, isn't it?
Yes, that's not bad at all.
We had a very busy weekend with one of those weekends that wasn't quite their routine. People dropping by and coming in and voices out of the past. And amazing how things change in people's lives and in your own, in how you regard things and people. I shouldn't say things, how you regard people that you've known in the past, and your impressions change.
Yes, yes. That's wonderful that you've had people from the past coming into your life again. I think that's great.
Well, it's exciting, and it's just that feeling that you're in the right place at the right time and actually doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's an amazing feeling.
It is. It is. It's something to be very, very grateful for. Sometimes it feels like overload, but that's okay. It's, you know, where it's supposed to be.
Right.
We just had somebody else join us.
Denise in St. Louis.
Bernice?
Denise.
Denise. I was going to say Bernice. That doesn't, the first part of it got cut off there. How are you doing, Denise?
I'm doing fine. I'm getting ready to go walk in a very cold morning.
Oh, I was just commenting that ours is still being warmer than normal. So I'll appreciate the cool for you, because right now I feel like I'm warmer than I want to be. Oh, we had a couple more people join us. Who else has come on?
I'll send you some snow.
You'll send me some snow.
Exactly. No, thank you.
Is that what you're having, Nancy?
Yep.
Oh, boy. How much or just light?
Ground covering.
Ground covering. Okay. Okay.
Depending on where you are and how high elevated you are.
Okay. Okay. So it's spotty then still.
Everybody, some.
We're asking that these questions because we're going to be driving your direction shortly, so.
Yeah.
So that's what we're thinking about, so anyway.
I don't know if they're getting snow or rain up your way.
No, well, we've had rain, yeah.
But I mean, in New York.
Oh, up there. There's been some scattering, but it hasn't lasted, so just come and go. So as long as it stays that way, we're in good shape. Anyone else that just joined us?
Hi, good morning. It's Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie. We don't have to ask about snow down your way, do we?
No snow, but, you know, we had a cold front come through yesterday, and it was... I'm not even going to talk about it to Nancy, but...
Oh.
How cold was it, Jeannie?
Well, it got into the low 50s last week.
How horrible.
Yeah. We had a big dust storm. Big dust storm, and I have sweats on this morning, so anyway. But the sun's shining, so.
So how can you complain, huh?
I cannot complain.
That's for sure.
Anything
else?
Well, I guess I could, but I won't.
It's all we get used to. It's all relative, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
Anyone else that came on that didn't get to say hi and give us this all-important weather report? Okay. So what's on the forefront for over the weekend? My goodness, there is so much everywhere in the news, and just, I guess it's on my mind because I'm seeing it so frequently.
Regarding lifestyle?
Regarding lifestyle, yeah. Regarding the food, regarding the slips, new products. You know, it just seems like we've got an awful lot happening right now.
I'm expecting a package today. So with the power patch, my son, my grandson ran into a wall at hockey, I guess Saturday, and is in a sling. And I said to my son, you know, I'll have something for him Monday. Where would he put it? It's his elbow that hurts.
Well, you know, typically I just go for the spot, but, you know, because that's something that was injured in that area more than, you know, trying to locate other triggers. But if you can locate other trigger points, then you're going to be sending energy into that area also.
Okay.
So you've got, you know, both shots at it since we now have situations where we can work with addressing more than one spot easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so tiny. So, you know, I'd pull out a book, Nancy, or go in Google and look for images and a diagram of, you know, where you might find it. And then when you press on that point, he's probably going to feel something. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, hitting the points on trigger points on the bottoms of the feet.
Right.
Or even in the hands.
Mm-hmm.
That will do that. So it's, you know, he's a great guinea pig. Thanks, grandson, for the injury for me to practice on. We did that last night with a man that went in for an adjustment. It was one of our drop bys. Went in for an adjustment, and he says, I think it didn't come out the way it was supposed to. He's had, you know, several chiropractic adjustments, but he says, I've never hurt like this, and he could not turn his head. He was turning his head before he went in, and he could not turn his head. And so he was feeling very, very uncomfortable. And so when he was telling me this on the telephone, I says, well, I've got something new if you want to be a guinea pig. He wanted to buy the whole package. I wouldn't let him have them because it was the only one I had by the time he got there. But he got some relief. He didn't have, you know, it wasn't like instantaneous, and it wasn't like earth moving. But he says it is some better. So that was, you know, at least an indication that it was probably more serious than something that could be seen, you know, happen very quickly from an old injury or whatever.
And they just leave it on until it either comes off by itself or you're feeling wonderfully better?
Yeah, leave it on. When the professor of acupuncture was down here, he just said, you know, wear it until it's better. If they come off, paste them back on again. He put X's on the spots where Nick had them, four of them on his body, related to the knee area where he was having difficulty. One was on the back, one was on the upper leg, one was down, you know, right there at the spot, and then there was one below the knee, too. So
he was going for trigger points.
He was going for trigger points, right. Exactly.
Okay.
It would feed the area.
Last night, Rick Murphy on his call last night said that he hasn't worn his back flex in a week or so. He put one of the power patches on his back, and it was there for 7 days through showers and everything. And he goes, and I took it off because I thought maybe my skin might want to grow over it. So that was a good one, too. And he, you know, he works out at the gym and showers and, you know, the whole. So.
Well, you know, people are going to have different ways of explaining it and testing it, and I'm glad you shared that because we had a house full of company at the time, so it was not appropriate to turn on the speaker on the phone and listen.
Yeah.
So we'll have to catch it later, but thank you, Jeannie, because these are what give us the insight. So, in other words, he didn't need a trigger point. He just put it where it was bothering him, and he put one on, and he's got, you know, significant results. So.
And he called them knee-cades.
Knee-cades, yeah.
He said, we just slap them on people. Anyway.
A little shorter than power punches. I was going to say power Poe, Texas.
Yeah.
But,
anyway.
Boy, yeah. Yeah, and what still keeps running through my brain, and I've used it several times, you know, how would you like to have a dime for every Band-Aid sold in the United States?
Yes.
Well, now we've got a Band-Aid that really does something other than covering, you know, because we use the comment, and I've heard Dr. Guth use the comment, you know, putting a Band-Aid, it's like putting a Band-Aid over it. You know, it doesn't treat anything. Well, now we got to change that.
I know.
With ours.
What kind of Band-Aid?
A traditional American Band-Aid over it. You know, use a Japanese high-tech Band-Aid.
So if you were to, say, cut your finger, the appropriate approach would be to put a Band-Aid and then one of these over that? Because
yeah,
I read something about having an open wound.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I would. They never suggest magnetics politically correct. They never suggest magnetics over Band-Aids. But I remember very early on when one of our key leaders at that time had a motorcycle accident, and he, you know, immediately, bleeding and all, put the promo pads over the area, and he said, you know what I saw happen is the blood coagulated. It speeded up everything, and it just coagulated faster than it would have normally. And he says, I've been there, done those things before, so he says that was what I was judging it by. You know, what they say to be politically correct that might scare a person because they would see something happen faster. You know, a little bit of common sense here, too. If you've cut a main artery, you're going to put pressure on it. But when you're talking about a scratch, a scrape, or a, you know, typical, use your own judgment, I guess.
I remember years and years and years ago that they were using our magnetic products in Israel for people on the battlefield.
Oh, yes.
And
I
they were helping wounds heal so much quicker.
I remember that exact thing. I do, Nancy. So, yes, that was a statement that came across, and they were, I can't remember, they were wanting to set up research on it. You know, well, when they find out what those kinds of things cost and, you know, what's involved, that doesn't always come through. But the testimony certainly did.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. This is Molly.
Yes.
Hi. When I was in Israel, I happened to fell down on the front step the very first morning when we went to see a church. I came out of it. I missed the step. In Israel, it's all hilly. There's any place hardly any place is flat. And so I break my ankle immediately. I saw my ankle. I look at my camera first, and then my ankle. Wow! Immediately, it was like an orange on the ankle. And I happened to have the minis with me, so I stuck two minis, one on each side of the ankle, and I hop up to the bus. And the changes was very, very fast on the process. I didn't know there was a healing process, even though I was a nurse. In Israel, water was very precious, and the hotel didn't have ice, so all I could do was just the mini and pop my pillows under my ankle at night. And the next morning it was so black and blue, and then the next morning was so yellow. I said, what is going on? And, well, that was seemed to be the healing process going on so fast that I had never seen before.
Did you say you were a nurse?
Yeah.
Okay, now, I knew restaurant. I didn't think I remember the nurse part, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Molly.
I was, well, I been many things. I think I'm older than most of you on the call.
You've had a few careers, huh?
Yeah. So by the time I came back, there was nothing shown to the doctor. I know that I was already here. I didn't know to see the doctor anyway. But I say, well, what if something happened? I think I need to go to the doctor to have a record. So 10 days later, he was all healed. In my previous, the angle was sprain angle. I could not tiptoe for 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm the sorter, and I had always had to tiptoe to get kitchen cover. And it was a terrific difference. In the shower, too, one of the... The port in the shower, you have to have one leg up, and that didn't bother me. Just stand on one leg in the shower, so I could see very, very different from previous spring angle.
You were very attuned to what your body was doing and what was going on that was unusual and different from than the norm. That was for sure. So here you are, you've had a restaurant, and you've been a nurse, and your accent, I know, is not from Israel. You were in Israel, and your homeland is?
I was born in China. I came from Taiwan.
You were born in China and came from Taiwan, so that gives you a well-rounded background to know what you see when things happen to you, obviously. So now you're a Nikonite and spreading the word on all of these things that can give a better quality of life. And we had a new person here last night. Well, she actually isn't a new person. It's someone that I hadn't talked to ever very much, but has been around for how many years, Denny? Has April been in our life? 10 years, okay, Denny says. And I really have to admit, I really never knew the person. I do not remember having any kind of an in-depth conversation with her ever, because we just kind of passed. And the things I learned, and then the comment I made to her as she was telling me the way she said it, she says, I've decided I want to put my energy into Nikan as blue. I mean, within like 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes of walking into our home, and I'm awed and not understanding where this statement came from, because it never occurred to me. I knew that she had been introduced to the products by way of a boyfriend. But anyway, the bottom line, the comment I wanted to make was just to let her know that we were not dealing with just a product here and there, because I felt that was pretty much her introduction from 10 years ago. Because she told me she had dramatic results, I said to her, you know, we have a lot of small products, and then, of course, we got our big products, air, sleep, water, you know, those things that have a higher price tag on them. But I said, the bottom line is people in this country need our wellness home, and the price tag on that's about $5,000. And her comment to me was, that's nothing. That's absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
And she said, the comparison to, you know, the beginning of a surgery, that wouldn't even touch the price of a beginning of a surgery that people just don't even think about when they need to have a surgery. And this lady does not have that kind of change laying around in her life. I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. She lives a very, very, very modest lifestyle. And, here somebody was telling me the value of what we had based on what she had looked at from the medical side and the health issues that people in this country are having, which, you know, was totally beyond me, because I didn't have any idea that was a part of her makeup at this point in her life. So anyway, we never know when we're in front of people or around people. Please don't judge by previous experiences and previous thoughts you may have down a path that was, 10 years old.
When I talk about the business, when people complain and I say, do you want to go into business, is that right? And that person might say, yes. Okay, how much do you think you need to as a startup? Cash flow.
Molly, could you star 4, please?
Yeah, Molly, would you hit star 4? Nancy reminded us.
Okay.
Thank you. That'll bring your volume up. Any of you coming on when you know that you, well, sometimes you don't know that you'd like to share at the beginning, but anyway, when you do, if you'll star 4, it'll make it easier for other people listening to it later. Okay, go ahead, Molly.
Yeah, when talking about investment into a business, when they thinking about coming into Nikken and still hesitate, so I, how much do you think you need to start a business? Cash flow. And the person thought and thought, well, you didn't know how much it's to start up. I say, do you know how much I started with a small restaurant of 52 seating? You didn't know.
How much?
$63,000. That was 1997. That was a long time ago. So that was $63,000.
And that was a small amount for a restaurant at that time, too.
Yeah. It's only 52 seating. That's it.
Molly, mine only had 30 seating, and of course I didn't have the experience you did in that field before I opened it, because I had zero experience. I'd never even been in a restaurant kitchen. Mine was 70,000, and it seated 30 people. So mine was half the size of yours practically, and another close to 17,000 more. So I do the same thing, because people don't realize, and did I ever get paid what we have seen happen now in this business? Not a fraction. I mean, it would be embarrassing to say how little I pulled out of the restaurant. Mainly, it was the food I ate while I was there. I mean, that's a terrible thing. I mean, it makes me sound very unintelligent to stick with something for 6 years that was providing so little financially, except for paying for my employees' jobs.
Well, I got paid myself also. So it is the salary of the employee.
Right. If you make that, you're doing well, right?
Well, I think so. We didn't lose, but after preparing for the opening for 1.5 years, and we operated for 1.5 years, and we sold it, and decided, although I like to cook, art of it, this is not my thing. This is not for a housewife who has children.
Well, that's one part. As far as I'm concerned, it's not for very many people, because of the hours you have to work and what you have to put into it, aside from the expense of it. But, that gave you great experience for being able to share more information about health related to food, like where we are, and we've gotten completely backwards on the subject here today, as far as looking at the food we take in, which we better end on that note before we have to cut the call here. So something new that you guys have done, but thank you, Molly, that was great, because I can't help but think how many people need the information that we have in all categories of what we do. And making the right choices to feed our body I used a simple explanation with the gal I was just speaking with of, I should say, of the acid alkaline level. Simplicity. The foods that create an alkaline environment for our body is what we need to be feeding our body. And she was so amazed that I wasn't eating any animal product. Well, not even salmon? And I said, no, actually not. And then she said a few minutes later, well, you'd really enjoy this. And I said, and then she looked at me and she goes, huh. And then I used, if it has a mother or a face or comes from, I don't intentionally eat it. Now, I am not so strapped that I feel like it's going to kill me if I do slip or have something in it. No, that's not it. And I used the 5% rule. You can have 5% animal product in your diet, and it's not going to change the health outcome of your body. I just don't intentionally do it. It's there in things that I don't know about or I miss or whatever. I don't intentionally choose to eat it because I feel I get enough otherwise. So, you know, this part of it was totally new when she saw, because they were here for dinner. And I had made a big pot of kale bean soup. And then I said, she kept saying how much she loved kale, how much she loved kale, how much she loved kale. And I said, you know, I got such a supply of kale right now. I can't hear that. I'm going to do something you never do at a meal. And Molly, you know you don't ever do this. And that, serve the same vegetable twice, once in a soup and the second time in a salad. But I said, Denny doesn't like this salad. And it was the kale salad that has the avocado dressing on it, and I happen to have everything for it, and she emptied the bowl. And it was a pretty good-sized bowl because I was planning on having some leftovers. And she emptied the bowl out last night and had beforehand and told me how little she normally eats for a meal because she's a very, very small person. And she says, I eat very, very little. Well, she just was awed by eating all vegetables for a meal and feeling extremely satisfied. Yes. And then on top of it, having a Ticino latte with almond rice milk, which just, she couldn't imagine that. Never heard of such a thing. So, you know, it was an evening of unusual experiences for her. I would say my unusual experiences were even greater than hers, although she does not realize that or know that, because of the prejudging that I had, you know, never even considered or given a thought to interest level.
We'll meet her someday. In fact, I have to go, so I'm glad that you joined the conversation.
We were glad to have you on. Thank you for sharing what you did with us, Molly, because it's another wake-up call for all of us as to investments, businesses.
So I hope to see April someday, okay?
Yes, you will.
Okay. All right, bye.
Have a great day. Now, anyone else that has a question or comment?
I have a quick question. Apple cider vinegar, what are the health benefits on this one?
It's very acidic, and if you can replace it with lemon juice, you're much better. That was the first thing, one of the things, not the first thing, one of the things that was commented on, again, at McDougal's, because lemon juice will attain many times the same flavor because of the tartness, and you're going from something that's quite acidic to something that is very alkaline. Now, I know there's a lot of information on the other side of it, if you're breaking it down just simply to the acid alkaline level or rationale, that's where it stands on the charts.
Someone told Marty yesterday that he had hip discomfort, and he took apple cider vinegar capsules or gel caps, whatever they were, and his hip stopped hurting.
Well, there's lots and lots of testimonies on vinegar, and my naturopath told both Denny and I, well, it wasn't mine so much, on my side so much, but actually he did at one point. It was even related to osteoporosis. He said, just take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar before you eat, and it's going to help you break down, it's going to help your digestive system. Well, you know, yes and no, it does, I'm sure, help break it down. I still would question with what else I've learned that the lemon juice would be better. Mm-hmm. He was talking about when your body is low on hydrochloric acid. Now, so you're going to get a wide range of opinions. I'm just going back to I'd probably myself go back to the acid alkaline level. That doesn't mean I never use balsamic vinegar or apple cider vinegar in things,
mm-hmm.
By any means, Nancy. So
not a lot.
I'm not an overkill on going, you know, totally to one side, and I've seen enough vegetarian, vegan recipes that came from good sources that do use some. But, I wouldn't probably, at this point, based on the information I have, I wouldn't ever go to taking a tablespoon before meals as a regular thing.
Yeah, he said you can take it as a liquid. He said, but it's a nasty taste, so this guy was taking it in a capsule form or something.
Well, I probably wouldn't do that either. I would replace it with something else. But, you know, who's to say what works for one can have a totally different effect, but maybe looking at the long term of it wouldn't be that good on other situations.
Right.
Because we can see improvement in our body from doing different things, just like, you know, doing drugs even. Prescription drugs, you can see results, but the long term may not be so great.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
So, you know, I'm not an authority by any means. It's just my take on it. So anybody else? Jeannie, maybe you've got a comment you'd like to make on that subject. A little more comment.
No, I think what you said is, I'm trying to do that myself. I don't do a lot of apple cider vinegar, but I know my dad loves it, and my brothers do it. But I agree with the lemon juice better than that. I wanted to make a comment about Vance's call, and I was working while I was listening in, but one thing that I did catch in the beginning was the need to change and how they changed from the traditional pyramid, to simplify it for people, and they made that circle.
Mm-hmm,
what to call it.
With bubbles.
Yeah, with the bubbles and the around, and I thought that is so intriguing because from a marketing point of view too, is that you see this and go, wow, what's that? You know, and so I really, really, really like that. I like the way that he did that.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this young man, Mark Palmer, how experienced he is at his young age, it was just so cool. I love that. I love seeing some of these young people that have been involved for years in things, you know. So,
Has anybody gone in to see if it's up on Growing in Wellness?
No, I didn't yet.
Yeah, I haven't yet either. I'm hoping that we are allowed to have it that way as well as a CD of it because I think it is an incredible transcript for the nutritionals that we've got now and the way that he explained a lot of the phrases.
Oh, yeah.
He could adapt to what we use. They're short. They're not a sentence long. They're just very, very quick. Very simple, very easy wordage, very descriptive of what we've got and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. A question came to my mind, of course, after the call, and I didn't think to email it to Vance before. For women who have dealt with either breast or any kind of a female cancer, are they recommending the women's whatever it's called for those women or not?
Well, let me put it this way. I know one of the reasons that they removed some of the soy was because of the controversy over that issue with women.
Right.
So I would say what they have created now is going to give them a much broader spectrum on not having questionable items in there.
Oh,
or items, especially where you're relating it to cancer. So
okay.
It's not the hormonal response that we could have had from our other product.
Mm.
He said, one of the questions was about pregnant women using it, and he said he was pretty clear about not using it while you're pregnant.
That was twofold. One, I know, was related to some of the herbs that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
And second was things that wouldn't be in there to the amounts that pregnant women need. And he didn't emphasize that, but I would say it was just like an undertone maybe that of the way he said something, that they needed a specialty formula.
Mm-hmm.
To have what was needed during that short period of their life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he didn't want it utilized as that. So that's where I came from what he said, without elaborating and spending a lot of time on it.
Mm-hmm. But for all other women, there should be no problems.
Right. I didn't hear any precautions. In fact, I heard that, you know, where there had been concerns, that was lifted because of the way they had formulated it hormonally.
Right. Okay.
So, this is Rebecca. Are they taking away the Kenzen?
You mean?
The Kenzen? Are the Kenzen women still going to be available?
No.
Okay.
No, what we have will replace the women's formula the same as replace the men's formula.
Uh-huh.
Much simpler, much easier, and of course love the fact that our omegas are coming from plant rather than fish oil, because of that continual issue with knowing about the quality of oil that you can get from fish and with the heavy metals that is dealt with in that arena.
He gave a great explanation of that on the call, too, that DHA and all of that. I love that.
Yeah.
I could never say it the way he did, but because he didn't want to get too technical, it seemed, but he gave enough information that it was understandable, which is great. Basically, it was the stability of the oil, right?
Yes, that's right. I forgot that part. Yeah, the stability of it. Another factor, which I, kept thinking about where it originated and that, but the processing, the whole thing on it.
So what else are they going to discontinue? The digestion, maybe?
If you go on your website and click on...
Yeah, I don't have a web.
Oh, okay.
somebody report on that later for us. Okay, go ahead and say what you were going to say. Was it Candace? I'm not sure who was saying. If you go on the website.
It's Denise. If you go on Nikan's website, mynikan.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a click that says auto ships. It lists all the ones that are being replaced and the time frame they're replacing in and when they're available and everything.
Oh, okay.
So it's a nice little, and I have that chart, but I'm out walking, so I don't have it handy.
Nutritional replacements under auto ship.
Yeah, I think they sent out something on the Living Well. Call that? Get your e-news. Uh huh.
Okay.
I had printed that out too. Cannot find it at this moment. But maybe we can bring that up.
I know one of the things is garlic is eliminated.
Okay.
They're doing away with the garlic totally.
Mhm.
Wow.
I got an email on that one, because it's always on my auto ship.
I probably do, too, then. I haven't looked recently.
Anita, that was your voice, right?
Yeah, it was.
Good. Good to hear you.
I snuck on this morning. I was on Vance's call for a little bit, and then I had to click off to take another call, and it was a good thing I did. It was somebody from Kohl's wanting to know if I had made an online purchase, which I had not, so...
Oops.
Stolen. They had everything, my birth date and everything.
And they called you to verify.
She called me to verify, and I was so thankful to them.
Wow.
And so I got most of it taken care of, I think, I hope.
Well, watch it carefully.
Yeah. She gave me the numbers to all the credit reporting places and everything, and I called all my credit cards. But they were using a number that had been switched to a new number, so they were actually using the old number, which was weird. That was discontinued months ago.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, so much for that.
Well, it's still good to hear your voice. So anybody else on, we're right at the moment here, so we've got to cut it.
I've got a really short recipe that I heard over on one of our local news channels. The gal was giving her favorite recipe, and it was one of our local reporters.
Okay, run through it really quick, because we got, like...
Yeah, she was using a tube of the polenta flavored with Italian seasoning, and she just sliced that into the roll, put on spaghetti sauce with some portobello mushrooms, and then a little vegan cheese on top. And baked it.
Okay, polenta with Italian seasoning, sliced.
Yeah, and then spaghetti sauce.
Topped with spaghetti sauce.
With she had Italian, or she had put in a little sausage, but she said at home she made it with portobello mushrooms and just mixed those in with the spaghetti sauce and then a little cheese on top and baked it.
Wow.
That's all there was to it.
Love it.
Sounds great. That might be dinner tonight.
Yeah, it might be.
Thank you very much.
Polenta is cornmeal, right?
Yes, polenta is cornmeal. And so if you wanted to do your own, it would be just boil it with some veggie broth in it until it thickens. And it comes with, you know, the instructions or any, just like you would do cornmeal. So
was that a dry cornmeal or was it cooked already?
No, polenta, the tubes is already cooked.
Oh, okay.
You buy it in the tube, it's ready to slice and brown or whatever you want to do with it, or layer. I've, you know, used it several different ways. But if you want to make it from the other, you know, by the pound of dry, it's simply mix in a liquid and bring it to a boil, and I use veggie broth to do that. So either way is going to make it, but the shortcut's the tube, so.
Doesn't take very long to cook when you're doing it.
No. 10-15 minutes, and it's absorbed the moisture, and you can tell by looking at it that it's cooked. Now, I can't remember the proportions, but it'll have it easily available. So either way, because I've always got it dry in the jar on the top of my shelf. So anyway, guys, we have to say goodbye. It's been a great morning. Thank you for the input and the comments.
Thank you.
Make it a wonderful day, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Sharon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.